Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Girl,
never told. She was told that she was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty, you all that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called Miss It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments and form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on and get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed the independence and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she said with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her luster used. Defeating the parts of her others hadn't abused. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And saw a glimmer of hope. And she said no, cause no one ever told her.
Putting on my red dress, stepping out and stepping in. Good old down home, old school blues with a feeling. Making everything alright, scratching that itch. Soothing what ails you, what a feeling. Old school blues, good and down home. Got my live blues fix, slipping off my red dress, stepping in and stepping out.
Good morning and welcome to Flava Coffee House. How are you? Come on in, sit down, relax. I was trying to put it out there, you know, what kind of topic should I you know, bring to the table today here at the coffee house. And I'm still kind of thinking through that. But this morning, I opened up with a little spoken word and storytelling with Neo Soldier with her piece Sister Girl, going into Terrell K with She Was Never Told, and then closing out with the wonderful, wonderful, dear-hearted woman and friend Joanna Ballard, the story, Louisiana storyteller with Blues Fix. You know, I think about the power of art. And all the time, it's a daily thing for me. Maybe I'm a little obsessive with it, but I do. I have a conversation regularly with people who whomever will listen to me, and can appreciate or maybe think about what I'm saying. Art has such a power in how we experience life. For example, not last week, the week before. You know, I had a really, really rough day. You know, our family is kind of dealing with a challenge right now. And, you know, I'm a Cancer. I love my family. I'm protective mama, all kinds of things. And sometimes it's really hard, you know, when you want to protect and you want to say things and you just can't. And, you know, yeah, life can be such a challenge in ways that you really have no control over. And so I found myself listening to music that was created by my business partner, Mark Van Claggett, to then honestly turning on Pandora to the Motown station. And I guess Motown's on my mind. It's music that I came up on. It's music that I love. It's music that I know. Of course, being around Sherry Gordy, who is the baby girl of the creator of Motown, Berry Gordy, you think about that. Music was sung at the competition that she did here in Seattle that was from the Motown era, or classics were sung. And it took me away from that helplessness that I felt with the crisis and challenge that my family faced and is still facing. And so I'm grateful that I had that tool to turn to, and wasn't even thinking about my own words that I use all the time about how art can change how you're feeling. And just putting on that music that brought me peace meant so much to me. I advocate for artists continuously. It is, I believe, my mission. Whether it's trying to help artists understand how they need to present themselves, understand the industry as I learn it, putting your best foot forward, you know, whatever it is, whether it's trying to make the consumers, the fans, understand their power, our power, in the success of the arts. It's really challenging being an artist now. It is, living in the digital era, it's really, really challenging because music and visuals and books and writings are so accessible to us online that I think that we do not value them the way that these things were valued when I was younger. I embrace my age. I embrace the things that I've experienced and the changes and that I have seen take place. You know, I think back, you know, when I was little, the first TV was a black and white. The first phone was a rotary phone, you know. And I was watching a video one day on Facebook of kids being introduced to a rotary phone and trying to understand and get them to understand what it was and how it worked. They couldn't really figure it out because they are in the era of cell phones. And I think back in the day, we really did sit and talk face-to-face. When we talked on the phone, we challenged it more. And so, you know, that's something that, you know, is and was challenging, you know. You know, stepping into a time now where everything is text, everything is emails, people don't come face-to-face, you know. And so I don't think that people value that face-to-face time or real conversations where you hear the voice and the tone. So much is interpreted, maybe right at times and maybe wrong at times. And so I don't know. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm fighting a battle that I can never win. But I hope that it does impress upon the artists in how they need to put their best foot forward to even begin to compete in this industry, to the fans, and what we can do in the success of those artists that we really, really believe in. You know, I believe that classics are being created right now, whether it is literature, whether it is visuals, whether it is music. I believe that there are classics that are being created right now, but we need to figure out how to get people to understand, respect, and appreciate the art the art, and that's why I wave my leopard pom-poms for the artist. That is why I do it, because I love and I appreciate, you know, what it brings into my own world, you know. And so, I don't know, you know, this is something I could talk about on a regular basis, you know. But I put up a post yesterday that I saw, and it basically talked about, you know, people, you know, respecting and supporting mainstream art of artists that don't even know they exist, you know, and how much people go out of their way because the media tells them that's who they should pay attention to. Now, trust and believe, if there were some of the independent artists out there that are even better than what's being put out there in the mainstream media spotlight, had the money to put themselves out there, maybe you would pay attention. So I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to connect with people who are doing. And I'm trying to put myself in a position where I can honestly be able to make the money to take it further and to help support artists more. Because I have so many other tools that are beneficial. Now, how to take those tools and grow it and do more. Because I recognize, as a fan, as an advocate, as a cheerleader, as a supporter, I recognize that some things you have to pay for to go further. And so that is my goal. That is one of the reasons I went to Vegas. That is one of the reasons that you see that I support people who are on a different level. The beautiful thing is that I am meeting people that are supporting indie music, indie art. And so it's not that I'm trying to step into the mainstream spotlight, because that's not what it is. So it's a beautiful thing when you can have an opportunity to get in the door with some movers and shakers that have a passion just like you, but have the capability and more opportunity than you are. And so I take these things that I see, I take these things that I hear from you, and I try to figure out what is the key component in it all and who can help make a difference. Think about that. Who can really help make a difference? Well, one of the beautiful things in being who I am is that there are times when I am able to break new music here on Flava Marlex Radio, and I am so thrilled. I am so very thrilled to be able to do that for you and with you. And so let's see, what piece do I want to play for you? I am going to play a brand new piece that I was sent last night. This is Second Nature with their piece, Fly Away, featuring Elle.
Even tried to take my life. touching someone's life, come what may, day or night. I can make it, I'll survive no matter what you're going through. Don't ever let it get the best of you. Look up to the sky, one day you're gonna fly away no matter what you're going through. Don't ever let it get the best of you. Look up to the sky, one day you're gonna fly away. Fly away. One day you'll fly away. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. No matter what you're going through,
between your thighs. To keep the lights on, keep them on so bright. I wanna see every secret surprise. Cause when the vibe's strong, turn your wrongs to right, and leave the treasure buried between your thighs.
Just close your eyes, babe, and dream a little dream for me. Take me to your special place, babe. Take me to your fantasy. And let me find my way back home, girl. Search it till I find the key. Then open up the doors inside you. And then I'm gonna set you free. Set you free. We silhouetted in the shades of passion. I'm trying to get under them tones of you. I'm sketching my arms wrapped around your waist, intertwined till we blend the hues. A king and queen and the bed is a pedestal. The perfect mixture of red and blue. Our life is imitating art in the physical. Our animal thoughts are coming.
Every star in the evening sky seems to light our path tonight. Let's go further, let's get high, till the planets pass us by. Ain't no worries, ain't no cries, just our story, you and I. Let's not wonder about the whys. We got till sunrise to try. Just close your eyes, baby, and dream a little dream for me. Take me to your special place, baby. Take me to your fantasy. And let me find my way back home, girl. I'll search until I find the key. Then open up the doors inside you. And then I'm gonna set you free.
Set you free.
Set you free.
Without you, my lovely lady,
If you're just tuning in and you're listening to Flava Coffee House, this is where I just really, really step up and express my appreciation, my support for a variety of independent artists. The music that you hear on Flava Marlux Radio is only independent artists. That's my passion. It's not to say that there isn't, you know, some good mainstream music out there, because there is. There's a lot that's not good. And so I want to introduce you to great independent artists, like the artists that you're going to hear today on Flava Coffee House. So I opened up this set with Second Nature's new piece called Fly Away, featuring Elle, going into a brand new artist I met on Twitter. His name is Mel Alston Jr. with his piece Purple. And then closing out the set with my dear, dear friend Paris Escovedo and his band with Latin Lady. If you have not been paying attention to me, Sherry Gordy was just here in Seattle, and she gave the talents of our city an amazing opportunity to win airfare, hotel accommodations, and an opportunity to perform on her big stage down in Vegas. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. Well, guess what? Tomorrow, this competition is going to be in Studio City, California, in the Los Angeles area. So if you are an artist who feels you have what it takes to step on Sherry Gordy's stage in Vegas, please make sure that you check out that particular event. It is being posted all over the internet. And so if you don't have the information, you definitely can go to my Facebook page and check it out, whether it's on my Lady Flava page or my Flava News page. I've got the information for you. Paris Escovedo is going to be hanging out there a few of the days during this competition, and it's a great opportunity. It really, really is. Sherry Gordy and her business partner, John Anthony, have opened up the opportunity to take this across the United States. So if you think that you have an area in the United States that has great, great talents and has the ability to pull in the people to pull off a month competition, please let John Anthony know. I will post up the post from him after the show. But if you're on Facebook, look up John Anthony. And if you see the name and you see the post about Sherry Gordy, you've found the right one. He has got a list on the comments of a post wanting people to let him know what area is really, really interested in having them consider what they're doing, you know, to open up the doors for independent artists to have this great opportunity in Vegas. So please, please go let John Anthony know, you know, where you are and what location, you know, you really, really think would be good. You know, I've been placing my vote, of course, on the different locations of artists that I know where they're located, and I think it would be a great opportunity. You can do the same. So please, please, this is an amazing opportunity for artists to be able to take their talents, get on the big stage, and a big stage in Vegas. You never know who might come through the doors, because you know what? Again, this is Barry Gordy's baby girl, Sherry Gordy, and she has some wonderful surprise people come through the doors at her show. So I know I can get so excited about some certain things, especially when it comes to opportunities. And that's one of the things I stress to artists is to be ready. You know, they always talk about wanting to take things to the next level, and so many really, really do have the capability. But you got to be ready to step through those doors. And the next thing is, you can't be scared to step through those doors. You can't be scared. I'm learning to let go of that, because I think that was one of the things that has held me back, is being scared. I am a control freak. I want things to go right. And when I feel like I may not have the capability of just pulling it off, I shut down the doors for my own self, you know? And so as I evolve, as I mature, as I grow in this industry, I'm learning to really, really step out on faith and, you know, put myself in positions, because God is opening up doors for me. And I know that I have to be able to step through them now because those doors may never open up again. And you know what? On a whole, it's kind of working out for me. Yeah, I've had some learning situations that has been so very, very challenging for me. But on a whole, it's been really, really good. So I think no matter where you are in life and who you are, this is speaking outside of just creative souls too. Sometimes you need to position yourself to be ready to walk through those blessed doors. You know, I think that we need to learn to let go of baggage. I think we need to learn to forgive and forgive ourselves. I've been listening to a lot of motivational videos lately, and I know that I have to stay uplifted. I know I have to keep my mind thinking strong and in a positive direction. As I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, my family is facing a challenge and is in a sense life crisis because of a family member. And I'm a Cancer. I care deep. I get frustrated when I can't fix things and help people. And, you know, I'm not always good at just kind of letting things be. You know, and so I've had to turn to hearing audio things and being around people that are doing things and motivating me to kind of get through my crisis. And so I listen morning, sometimes noon and night to motivational pieces, and sometimes it's Joel Osteen. Sometimes it's Les Brown. Sometimes it's Tyrese Gibson. You know, I Google topics. I go on YouTube, you know, and I just try to find, you know, things that are just going to keep me sharp, things that are going to push me to be better. And I want to challenge you to do that. Again, this goes beyond the arts. A lot of what I talk about, yes, it has to do with creative souls. It has to do with the arts and entertainment industry. But a lot of things, if you really pay attention, can cross over into all areas of our lives, right? So put your best foot forward. Let go of fear. You know, be willing to take some chances. Be willing to take some chances. You know, and the other thing is be smart. I think that many times we put ourselves into situations we know is not going to turn out well in the end. And we still do it. And then we turn around and we cry, we moan, and we bitch about it. But we knew better. We knew that there were red flags in the beginning. Pay attention to red flags. Really pay attention to red flags. When you think something's a red flag, generally it is. You know, it really, really is. So, you know, it's Saturday, and it's my day that I kind of have to cock my ear to the door and the stairs and listen for my daddy to open up that squeaky door and so I can get him his coffee and his breakfast. So I'm going to jump into playing some music. But I want to play a piece by a man who performs out here in the Seattle area on a regular basis. And somebody who was, you know, the first winner of the first week of the Sherry Gordy competition. He is an amazing man. He's kind. He's got a great talent. And I love the music that he is so passionate about. So I want to play a piece. It's called Mack the Knife, being sung by Jay Mitchell.
Just a jackknife has old Maggie, and he keeps it out of sight. You know, with that sharp bite, with his teeth made, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, with old Maggie. So there's never
never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac tonight? Now there's a dove hook down by the river, don't you? Where else you been there? Just to creep it on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the waiting. Five'll get you in. Oh, Mac is back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Mac, he spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now Danny Diver, yes, look at Carson. Ooh, with Spotted Ninja and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right place. Now that Mac is back in town.
Such a beautiful moment. It was good for me, 'cause now I plan to bid you adieu. No longer get the best of me. The time has come and gone. I paid you stay, but now I'm due. Let's say goodbye. Goodbye. I may have been a fool, but not this time. This is our last hurrah. Hard, it's best to say goodbye. The price to know the difference, I wear the scars so well. Salted wounds will take the time to mend. Where's my fear? Let's say goodbye. Goodbye. I may have been a fool, but not this time. This is our last hurrah. Hard, it's best to say goodbye.
Do you know how much I love being me? Oh, I'm sitting here listening to the music, and I'm like, yes, that's some good, good stuff. Starting out this set, I played Jay Mitchell from out in, here in the Pacific Northwest with Mac the Knife, going into another group that's from the Pacific Northwest, Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio with Lover Man, going into a brand new piece by Gina Carey called Journey Through the Waters, and then Abia with Goodbye featuring Robert Glasberg, and closing out the set with Tunes Down There in the ATL with Loving. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing. I hope you're really, really paying attention. This is some of that good stuff. You know, and sometimes when I'm just chilling here in my office, or I'm starting my day or even ending my day, there are times when I stop and put on one of my shows and just listen. You know, I don't know how many people actually have radios anymore, because I know that even in the car, it's rare that we put on the radio. But, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, you can take us with you. You can download the shows from Flava Marlex Radio and put it on your iPods and all of that. You can take us with you and just check us out, you know, throughout the day and night, you know. And I hope that you do that. I really do, because I really want you to get to know these artists. And then the next step, I hope at some point that you'll step up and buy their project. You know, support them financially if you really, really dig them. There's so many ways that you can do it. I mean, it's when it comes to music, you can buy singles now and just pay 99 cents to like $1.50 for a single. That's like nothing. That's not nothing, you know. You don't even have to buy the whole album anymore. And so please, you know, pay attention to the artists that I play. Pay attention to the artists that you can hear on any of the great internet radio stations. You know, I think that we are one of the most powerful resources for the independent artists out there. It's very difficult, even as a kind of a mainstream sound independent artist, it's difficult to get radio airplay on you know, the FM stations, the mainstream radio. And so this is where you should come. Connect with, you know, the internet radio show hosts and stations. Connect with us, because there's a very good chance, if you're good, if you are a sound that we are willing to play, that we're going to put you into a regular rotation. There are so many, you know, stations out there, you know, from across the United States and around the globe that's looking for great music to play. So this is a good place to be if you are an independent artist and you're looking to be heard on an established internet radio station. I've been on the air since 2009. You know, consider, you know, reaching out to me at radio@flavanews.com. What I want from you is to send me your artist name, where you are from. I want you to send me high-quality produced music. Yeah, there are times when it's a hit or miss. If the music is really, really good, I'm going to play you, even if the production of it may not be top, top, top. But I really want to push you to really understand what high quality sounds like, and the production and the clarity of the production, what it sounds like. And so I want your best production. And then I want it to be radio friendly, especially if it comes to hip hop rap. It's got to be radio friendly. It's not that I won't take something that has one or two, curse words in it, but there's got to be a relevance to it. I can't take anything that is music that's degrading, that is filler words, and using, you know, that sort of language and things like that. I want the tracks to be labeled when I download them. Do you know how many tracks I get that are numbered with no names or no artist name on it? And so when I download it and it goes into, whether it's Windows Media, whether it is iTunes, you know, to listen to it, it's really difficult for me to find it when there's a whole bunch of number ones through generally 15. And so please send me tracks that are titled. So it makes it easier for me to locate them as I download them, to then consider, you know, uploading it to my music board. So again, send me your artist name, your location, your genre, track titles, and please have the tracks as I download them be labeled. I'd like to see your EPK or a website, someplace that I can find out information about you. One of the things that I like to do on the radio shows is to be able to tell you something about the artist. Of course, the more connected I am, the more I will understand and get to know who you are, and I can talk about that. EPKs and press kits, websites, things like that, just so that I get more familiar with you. And, you know, send that to me at radio@flavanews.com. I will let you know that I've received it and whether I'm going to put you into my rotations. You know, I'm just trying to open up the doors for you. I'm trying to find ways through Flava News, through Flava Marlex Radio, through Marlex Records, through Unity, through Arts Exchange, groups that I'm a part of and founder of and co-owner of. We're trying to find ways, you know, to take things to a next level, to create quality events, to create quality radio shows, to create ways to put you in front of people that can help you take things to the next level. Think about supporting Flava News. I'm going to say this. It's not something that I bring up frequently, but think about supporting financially Flava News Radio, Flava Marlex Radio, because as we grow, it takes money to do more. And, you know, support the movement that really supports the independent artists. Support the movement that supports you. The smallest of donations can really, really make a difference. So you can donate to radio@flavanews.com on PayPal. On my website at flavanews.com, I've got different links on different pages where you can donate. I still have what I call the Flava News movement, and it is something that I started a few years back. It was easy in the beginning, but I'm really not good at really promoting it. But I do have people on a regular basis that donate every month towards Flava News Radio. It at times helps pay for the radio station and the things that I need, the tools that I need to maintain and keep this going. It at times, you know, allows me the opportunity to support an artist project. My ultimate goal is, it would be beautiful if you were a part of this goal, but my ultimate goal is to be able to create a Flava Foundation where I can give out grants to artists. I financially support projects as I can, as there is money in the pot from the Flava News movement. I will, you know, as I'm aware of projects that artists are needing help with, I will, you know, support them. If nothing else from that, I will go and purchase, you know, artist art. As I preach about supporting financially, I believe that I need to step up and do that also. And so, you know, I'm trying to grow what it is that I'm doing. And because it's not for me, it's for others, I would love to see you get involved in that, whether it's helping to spread the word about who I am and what I do in support of independent artists, or whether you become a financial sponsor and supporter of what I do. Again, you can give any size donation to the Flava News movement, to Flava Marlex Radio, to you know, what it is that I do at radio@flavanews.com, to PayPal or admin@flavanews.com, to PayPal. And trust and believe, it is not used for me to go buy leopard shoes. I think that my track record is proven because of the work that I put in and day out for the support of independent artists. And you know, let's just grow this together. I'm going to be having some meetings with some people, maybe even one possibly today, and joining forces with somebody here in the Pacific Northwest to, you know, get involved in a project that I am working on with some East Coast colleagues. But I think there's a chance my daddy is awake, so I'm going to jump into some more music. I'm going to play Jeff Lofton, and this piece is called Booze Bounce.
Thank you. I look into your eyes. my melanin to chase. Appreciating how I made, because how I baby comes naturally. Ain't nobody like me. We can live it to the top until the bottom will see the reflection of we create a heaven to see. That's where this unconditional love is like the birds and the bees. And so I lay on my beads, then we plant all these seeds, then we bloom it like we bloom in a path. And yeah, we kicking a path until they comfortably laugh. Boy, our souls interact. It's like we're attached from the roots to the plaid. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. Yeah, 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 yeah. Be natural.
Police your own home, police your own streets. So when you're walking, it's on your own beat. And besides, everyone has the right to pack heat when it's hot like ghetto gumbo on every city street. Think about it, if you really want to protect the hood, keep your family safe from pollution and waste. Living under tyranny, let them bring security. It's your fate, the fire arm of God that protects and secures personal shores. The only way to end all wars is in the name of love, evolution, and revolution. We must be like steel standing strong, even in the blaze of 3,000 degrees. Hate won't melt these words we breathe. Can we face the horror? Open the way today and make that change for tomorrow. Come on, come on.
Love the music that's in the music that I'm playing today, that's in the music that I'm playing today. You know, it's really interesting how something can have such an amazing groove, right? And you find yourself kind of swaying and this and that. But if you stop and you really pay attention to the words, you know, that's when it goes to another level, when there is just a great message in the experience of the sound. In this last set, I played Jeff Lofton with Booze Bounce going into, okay, this is when it's challenging when I get music. So I'm saying this is Paul Q, but from what I understand, Paul Q is a promoter of radio music. And he did not give me a name if it's not his music. So anyway, I'm just going to call the tracks that I received from Paul Q, Paul Q's music, and I played River of Love, going into my business partner and co-owner of Flava Marlex Radio. He is the Marlex part of Flava Marlex Radio, Mark Van Cleggen, and I played a piece, I'll Be There For You, going into my girl Coley Williams out there on the East Coast with her new single Natural, and then closing out this set with Darian Dean with Love Revolution. You know what? We have the ability to take control of our own homes, our families, our communities. You know, we have that control, and what it really, really comes down to when you listen to that particular song is, in my opinion, is, you know, we can take back the ownership. I think we live in a society that so much is acceptable. Even though we will talk about it as if it is not acceptable, we allow it to take place. The things that our children say and do, we allow it to take place. You watch the virals that go up about the little boy calling his mother honey and talking back to her, and people thinking that's funny and that he's, you know, growing into his own personality. To me, that's not funny. That little boy should never be allowed to speak to his mother that way. You know, it used to be everything was black and white in a sense of understanding rights and wrongs, what was acceptable, what was not acceptable. And nowadays, you know, again, everything seems to be acceptable. Everything seems to be the norm. It's when something is beautiful and wholesome and peaceful that we're a little confused, you know. And so I would love to see us take back our families. I would love to see us take back our neighborhoods and our communities, and bring a sense of peace, bring a sense of security for our young and our elders. Last night, you know, I am all for 4th of July celebrations, people gathering and barbecuing and having a good time with each other. But in my neighborhood, the fireworks and explosions was, I'm going to say explosions, I don't know what it was, what it's actually called, but has been going on for days. But last night was off the chain. It went into about 3 o'clock in the morning, and my poor daddy, he was so fearful that there was going to be fires. I will be honest, we live less than 5 minutes from a fire station, and I didn't hear any sirens, and so I think that everything, you know, was fine. But I understand his fear, and I tried my best to, you know, let him know that everything was okay, and we do have a fire station really, really close by, and all of that. But I think that we need to think about that. We need to provide safety and security and a peaceful environment for our young and for our elders, and of course for ourselves, right? Music plays such an influential role in how we experience life. We hear it on the radio. If we turn the radio on, we hear it on the internet, we hear it on TV, we hear it in our cars, in our homes. So many of you that are a part of my world are in the studio creating. We hear music on a regular basis. How does that music influence you? Like I told you at the very top of the show, you know, I turned on some Motown. I turned on some Mark Van Claggett when I needed to find a place of peace. And it helped me. It helped me in a moment that I needed it to help me. You know, I do believe in music being played to help you own your feelings. I think that is a powerful tool too. But I think it's really a beautiful thing when you can put on music that takes you out of where you are, especially if you're in a dark place, especially if you're in a sad place, especially if you are just not doing well in a moment. Put on something a little bit lighter, something that is sweet, something that is smooth. You know, put on some jazz. It's amazing how people who may not be so familiar with jazz and just instrumentals, when they hear it, how it just kind of calms you. Again, I want to impress upon you to really think about who is in your world. You know, not only is how the art influences you, but how the people in your world influence you. I was listening to one of Tyrese's motivational videos last night, and he talked about, you know, having people who are in your world whose worlds are crazy. It's in continuous chaos. There's always drama. There's something negative going on. And I've had to really pay attention to that too, even when it comes to artists. And it's one of the reasons why I stepped away from, in a sense, being friends, getting really, really close with artists, because, you know, creative souls can kind of have creative, crazy worlds, you know, and I tend to absorb other people's energies. And so when people are in a negative space, it kind of puts me in a negative space. And as I'm trying to grow and evolve into doing more and being more and being more influential and having opportunities open up for myself so that I can open up opportunities for artists, I knew that I had to close the door on some relationships. It wasn't easy, but I have to tell you that as I do that and have done it, it has taken the weight off of my shoulders and allowed me to appreciate some people from a distance in a different and healthy way. So think about the music that you bring into your world. Think about your relationships and your family. Think about the people who are influential in your world. You want to get around people that uplift you and that you can uplift them too. You really do. Trust and believe when you are around people that make you feel good and you can make them feel good in return, nothing but goodness is going to come out of that. Get around people, if you're in this industry that I speak on so much, get around people that are really, really doing things. Be a good person that they want to connect with. Support who they are and what they do. I really believe that if you want support, you need to give support. It cannot be just about you. It really cannot be just about you. And I think that once you can connect in a way that you're able to believe and support in somebody else, you in turn can get them to believe and support in you, especially if you are ready, especially if what you're doing is relevant and it's of quality. When you reach out to people that are on another level, on a higher level, who's more established than you, trust and believe, the quality is on a different level too. The days of artist development and all of that is kind of behind us, yet I do want to be a part of that. And that's why I talk about certain subjects that I do speak on, because I believe that that is something that is needed. But it's kind of behind us because record labels and publishers and all pretty much want you to come to them pretty polished. They don't want to put in the time and the effort. And so it's all about you needing to do that. But I think there are ways that you can change. And the thing is we got to stop using excuses. We can stop so much. We have control over our world. We can stop so much of what's going on. We can stop the way we think. We can stop the way we interpret a situation or a person. I think so much comes down to misinterpretations. You know, we have the control over how something makes us feel. And that's why I recognize that about myself and what I need to do to get myself out of the direction I might be going that's negative when it comes to something or someone. And so, just pay attention. Pay attention to yourself. Trust your gut. If you see and feel red flags, there probably are red flags. You need to steer away from that. You need to understand what is quality. You need to understand what is expected from you, to go further. And if you don't understand that, find a mentor. I'm blessed. I have a variety of mentors in this industry that I can reach out to and ask. And the beautiful thing is they make themselves available to me, even though they're really, really busy. I have people in my world that believe in me. And you don't know how amazing that feels unless you're in that position where you have people that believe in you. And so take advantage of it. Listen. Listen to what they say. Watch their examples. Because who they are and how they represent will tell you so much about them and why they've moved forward in their world. There are people who keep it very simple and only work with a few people, and then there are others that try to take on a whole bunch and don't necessarily make moves. So pay attention to that. Just because somebody seems to have their hands in a whole lot of things doesn't necessarily mean there is any movement there. Think about that. I love doing this particular show. It's my way of just really being able to say, you know what? I really love artists. I really love art. It means a lot to me and my world. It means a lot to how I experience life. And that's why this is my passion. This is why I do what I do. Again, I try to create platforms. Some might say they're big and significant. Others might say that it's not so. The bottom line is the people that I'm meant to connect with, I'm meant to connect with. You know, the people that listen to my radio shows and pay attention to me on the variety of social networks that I'm on, they're meant to pay attention. This particular show is the number one listened to show on Flava Marlex Radio. I'm going to say it's because you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Or maybe you just love how passionate I am about the artist. And I really, really am. I'm really passionate about who I am and what I do, and being a better person and wanting you to be better and being able to come back and own our own homes and our families and our communities and take back control and bring something that is normal, something that is safe, something that is just amazing so that we together as a collective can blossom. If I did not believe in others, I don't know what I would do. I remember as a child wanting to be a counselor, you know, and I knew that was something that was in me when I was young, that I cared for people. And sometimes, you know, it wasn't the best people for me to care about, but I knew young that I cared about others, my elders, my mentors, my parents, my godmother influenced me, I believe, in being the kind of person that I am. If you knew my or know my god sister Donna, she's so much like me, you know. She takes on her family, she takes on the world, she takes on stuff that her mama did, you know, in the community and all, and it's just who we are by nature. Even though sometimes it takes a toll on us, you know, it's, I don't know what I would do if I wasn't around to support other people. I really don't. So this is why I do what I do, and I thank you so much for helping me with who I am and in my support for artists. My daddy tells me all the time, this is my ministry, and I believe him now. I really, really do. So as we come to the end of another show, oh my goodness, we come to the end of another show. The time just went by so fast. Daddy settled into his cowboy coffee and his breakfast downstairs, so thank you for always understanding that I have to listen out for him on Saturdays. I think, what am I going to do? What am I going to play? I think I'm going to play a live piece by Margot B. And if you don't know her, man, she's a superstar of the Boardwalk Empire on HBO. But I want to play a piece that's called Cool. And it's live at the Hazelette Theater. Take care. God bless. Have an absolutely amazing day. And thank you so much for supporting Flava Marlux Radio and Flava Coffee House. Look in the mirror. I know that that person that's looking back at you is an amazing person and loves you so very, very much. Go out and share a smile with somebody, especially a stranger, because you don't know how that simple act of kindness can make the difference in their day and in your day in return. God bless and thank you. Have a great day.
But baby, don't you lie. never wanted anything less. More than a moment like this. Now I can't get you out of my head. Hello, you have me spinning, and so it's important for you to know you keep me cool. I don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna be left behind. I don't wanna come back home all alone in the middle of a summer night. I don't wanna be left out. I don't wanna be all alone. I don't wanna come back home to an old and a rain that you're packing on. You keep me. No matter how hard I get, when I look at you, you keep me cool. You keep me. And when my mind keeps cool. I was trying to fool, but somehow you made me see. Everything you do means the world to me, yeah. My day with the words to say, oh, the way this life is gonna move away. Sunny, you bring all the clouds back to play. When it rains, boy, you know I'm not shivering. Though I like it cold, you want my heart up again. Though many boys can go back and forth with the style, staying cool, but still knowing how to keep a while. When you're feeling, got me really feeling what you do. When my heart beats, boy, you always keep it so cool. So, so, so cool. So cool. So cool. I don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna be left behind. I don't wanna come back home all alone in the middle of a summer night. My mind keeps pulling me back.